Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
You still have time to come and to
bless God with us on this morning. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now on the air. We're excited about the Word of God, for the Word of God bring revelation to us, bring understanding to us. It gives us clarity through the Word of God. For the Word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So this morning, we want to give you the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that will be able to save your soul. And we want to begin to read on this morning from the book of Acts. Acts is found in the New Testament. And we're going to begin reading at that 16th chapter and beginning at the 24th verse. Let's begin reading at that 25th verse. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keepers of the prison awake out of sleep, seeing the prison doors open. He drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, this morning we exalt you. This morning, God, we lift your name up high. This morning, God, we give you all praise and glory. For your word says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, seek your face, turn away from their wicked way, you said, God, that you will hear from heaven. You said, Lord Jesus, that you will forgive the sin and heal the land. So God, bless the hearers and bless the doers of your word. Well, we see here in the Word of God that we see the man of God as he came through Macedonia, and he found there was a certain woman named Lydia, and Lydia was a woman, she was a seller of purple in that city, and Lydia heard the word of God. God touched her heart, and she invited the men of God to come in and to board with her, and so they did. And while they were there, when Paul and Silas, when they began, they went out to pray to among the people, there was a certain woman, and this woman, she was possessed with a spirit of divination. She was like a fortune teller, soothsayer. And the Lord let us see that this, she had a master, one that she worked for, and she brought him much gain by soothsaying. And the word let us know that the same, she had began to follow Paul and Silas. And she began to tell the people that these are men of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. She began to continually say this. But Paul knew that she had an unclean spirit. He knew that this woman needed to be delivered. This woman needed to be made free. You see, there are people that have recognized the gifts that are in others, and they may have called attention to the gifts that's in others, and to see that they are men and women of God, but yet they have a problem on on the inside that need to be dealt with. So she kept calling attention. Now, you say, well, that's okay. She was calling attention to them. But yet, she needed to have the demon, she needed to have that soothsaying spirit. She needed to have that unclean spirit that was in her to be cast out. So the word let us know that Paul let her continue doing what she did for many days, the word tell us. But then his heart began to be grieved, and he turned to her, and he commanded that spirit to come out of her in that same hour. Come on, somebody, I'll say that same hour. You know, just looking at what God is able to do and how God is able to cause people to be free that is in bondage, because many people are in bondage and they have different spirits. They have spirits of demon. They have spirits of witchcraft. They have spirits of soothsaying and all of these different spirits, and they need to be cast out. So we look at the word of God, and when Paul dealt with the problem, when he dealt with that soothsaying spirit, then the word of God let us know that there, her master, the people that was using her to do soothsaying, got angry. They were upset with Paul and Silas. And because they was upset, they drew them to the marketplace, to the ruler. They want to get them into position. They want to get them so that they can bring accusation against them. Have you ever been accused of something for doing good, for doing something that God was pleased with? Have you ever been in a situation that man did not look favorably upon you because of what you were doing? You were doing it for the name of Jesus. And this is what Paul, and this is what Silas was doing. They were doing it in the name of Jesus. They were doing it because of the fact that they were men of God. So they brought them before the magistrate, and the word will tell us in that 20th verse, and they brought them to the magistrate, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city." They weren't troubling the city. They were getting people healed. They were getting people delivered. They were praying for them. They seen a need, and they were meeting that need in that city. But, you know, when you do good, there are not going to get many times. Sometimes people are not going to give you accolades. There are going to be people there that will try to bring harm or try to come against you. And that's what they did to Paul and Silas. They began to lie on these men of God. They began to tell them, the magistrate, that they wasn't teaching the customs that they was teaching, and they are not. In other words, they weren't even lawful neither, and they don't observe. Neither do they observe being a Roman. And then the multitude rose up against them. You know, when people start lying and they don't know truth, then they get other people excited. They get other people coming against you because they don't know what was going on. They don't know what the truth is. When Paul and Silas were only trying to get them to know truth, only to bring deliverance to them, only to bring deliverance to this woman that was a soothsayer, only to bring deliverance to this woman that was coming and crying after them and trying to get attention to the people, because that's what she did, because of the fact of the master was using her in order for their gain. So when we look at the word of God in that 22nd verse of Acts 16, the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate, they rent their clothes and commanded to beat the men of God. Come on. They were so angry that they tore their own clothes up, and they commanded that Paul and Silas, that they be beaten for what they were doing. They wasn't doing anything terrible. They was trying to bring deliverance. You know, people are going to come against you when you're trying to get people saved, when you're trying to get people delivered, when you're trying to get them free The world don't understand these. These were people of the world. These were people without Christ. These were people that wanted to do it their own way. These were people who wanted to have their own way. These people were people that wanted to live according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. So what they decided they were going to do, they were going to beat the men of God for what they were doing. And when they had laid many stripes, they beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon Paul and Silas, they cast them into prison and charged the jailer to keep them safely there. And the word tells us in that 24th verse, it says, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison. When they were told to keep them safely, they didn't want to take any chances. So what they did was they thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. In other words, they put locks on it. They made sure that it wasn't going to be going any place because they knew that it was their life was on the line as well. If these prisoners, if Paul and Silas, if they escaped, so they put them in the inner prison and they had their feet fastened in the stocks. But you know what? I don't care what happened and how people try to put chains on you and how people how to shut you up. You know what? There is a God that sits up high, and he looks down low, and what he does, he looks upon his people, and no matter what situation, no matter what they're going through, God will cause things to happen in their life for their good. Oh, it looked like these people wasn't going anywhere. It looks like they were there for a while. But when God gets involved, and that's who you want to get involved in your life, and that's who you want to have in your life. The word of God says at midnight, come on, you ought to say at midnight. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Come on. What are you doing at midnight? What are you doing at midnight when you're in trouble? What are you doing when things are not going right at midnight? The word of God tells us that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. They prayed praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. Oh, it didn't stop them. Yes, they were on the outside before they went on the inside, and they were doing what God will have them to do. But after they was in prison, and after they was on lockdown, come on, what they were going to do, no, I'm not going to cry about this situation. I'm not going to complain about the situation, because sometimes, you know, we have to catch ourselves. That sometimes we can stop complaining about the situation that we are in. But we should not complain. We should look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. These men of God, we were real men of God. They were true enough. They were really saved. They were saved on the inside, and they were saved on the outside. So at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises to God. And the rest of the prisoners that were in there with them, they heard Paul and Silas. Come on, they must have been really praying up some prayers. They must have been really singing. I don't know what the hymn. I don't know what they were singing. I don't know what prayer they were praying. But the other prisoners, they heard the men of God. And not only did the prisoners, come on, not only did the prisoners hear them singing and praying, God heard his men praying and singing. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Everyone, because the Bible tells us that that not only was Paul and Silas banned, not only was they shackled, no matter what they had them bound with, it was loosened, says the word of God. And not only was Paul and Silas, but the word says, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison was awakened out of sleep. And seeing the prison door open, he threw out his sword. Come on. Because he knew that, hey, this is my responsibility. This is my job. This is my job to keep these men. This is my job to keep Paul and Silas in prison. And we had them on lockdown. I don't know what's happening here. So therefore, he pulled out his sword. And he was about to kill his own self because he knew he was responsible and he knew what was going to happen if he let the men, those prisoners, escape. But Paul cried with a loud voice saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Listen to the man of God. Oh, my God, somebody would have said that wouldn't say, go ahead and kill yourself. You put us in here. You locked us down. But no, that was not the heart of Paul. That was not the heart of Paul and Silas. Paul said, he cried out, so he'll make sure that the God heard him. He said, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, the man that put him on lockdown. Come on, don't tell me what God will not do. The Bible says he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. So the guard, the same guard that locked him down, that had him locked down, he came trembling. And he fell before Paul and Silas and brought them out. And the word says, the man in that shirt, come on, sir, what must I do to be saved? Oh, my God, look at God, the man that had him in shackles, the man that was guarding him, said when he seen the heart of Paul and Silas, he fell down and he asked them, sir, what must I do to be saved? He seen a miraculous. He seen a miracle happen at midnight. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that miracle does happen at midnight. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you may have experienced in life, miracles happen at midnight. I'm not just saying it happened at just happen at midnight, because it can happen every hour of the day. It can happen 24 hours a day. But here in the Word of God, the men of God, they weren't complaining, but they were believing God. They began to sing their song. They began to pray, and that earthquake came, and their shackles, their band were loose. And here a believer came forth, somebody that believed that they seen the work, and they seen the individual, they seen how God was in their life. And what they wanted to know, they didn't ask them, how did you all get out of here? You were able to get out of the shackles, the band? No, he said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your house. Just simply as that, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your house. To him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night, and that same soldier same soldiers, same people, that was taken to his home, the word of God said they began to wash Paul and Silas' stripes. Because you remember, they had beat these people. They had beat the men of God, and they had stripes upon them. But there was a repentant spirit on the inside. Oh, my God, they was able to receive Christ on the inside. When you receive Christ on the inside, you're not mean anymore. You're not hateful anymore. You don't want to kill. You don't want to steal. You don't want to be against God, but you want to be for God. So therefore, they began to watch their stripes. And was baptized, he and all his immediate family, this soldier, his family, all his immediate family, they got saved and they were baptized. And look what the word tell us. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, fed them, and they rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. And then when it was day, the magistrate had sent the sergeant, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this, saying to Paul, the magistrate have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul, remember Paul, an educated guy, man of God that God knocked from his horse, the man of God that God called to be blind, and the man of God that God called him to see him clear and see the word of God and was began to be able to be a preacher of the gospel, be able to go from place to place. The man of God that God was using to bring light into dark places. Paul spoke up and Paul said to them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Roman. He knew exactly what to say. And have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privately? No. He said, nay, no. But let them come themselves and bring us out. And I want you to know, when they went back and they gave that message to the magistrate, fear in their heart, because they knew that they should not have been shackling or beating a Roman. And they came and they brought them out and desiring them to depart from their city. Oh, what power. What God, the power of God, that would God give a believer in their lives. And we just stand on the word of God and we just believe God's word. Yes, miracles happen. Miracles happen at midnight. It will happen at midnight. It will happen early in the morning. It will happen at midday. Oh, it will happen in the evening. It'll happen when you need God to move in your behalf. Because I believe that even as God, and God did a miracle, because it was miraculous. I mean, for the men of God, Paul and Silas, they were shackled. They were in prison. God caused an earthquake to shake the prison. And God came in and his presence and the bands were loose. And God began to call souls to be saved and lives to be changed because of the man of God. And I want you to know today that even as Paul and Silas, that they were giants in their time. And they are still giants in our eyes today. They were bold men that proclaimed the word of God. They were bold men that didn't back down. They were bold men that didn't have yellow stripes down their back. They were not shaking at the knees. They were not trembling the lips. They were not trembling. But they spoke forth the word of God. And as people of God, we need that boldness. We need to know that when we are in trouble, and even if we weren't in trouble, even if we weren't going through things, even if things not going the way that we want them to go, even if the money is not in the bank, even if the even your covenant is not filled with what you want to be filled with the goods, with the canned goods, and the freezer filled with the steak and the pork chops or whatever you're eating it to be, and the chicken and whatever it may be, Oh, God, you got to know that there is a God, and God, a word proclaimed that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He can do it. He will do it if we just trust him. If he caused an earthquake to happen for just for two men, Paul and Silas, and brought them out, caused them to be recognized with the other prisoners and with those, the guards and the magistrate, God will do the same thing for you. I don't know what you're going through today, but I do know this, that God is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise thy name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God, that word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you, Father, for the miracle at midnight. We thank you for the miracle, God, throughout the day. We thank you, God, for whatever that we need. We know, God, that you're able, God, to move on our behalf. Because your words say, ask and it shall be given. God, you said to seek and you shall find. God, you said to knock and the doors shall be open. God, you said that we have the faith of a greater mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. So, Lord God, we thank you today being our God, for being the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thank you for moving on our behalf. And for this, God, we will glorify you and we will praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, Pastor, Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center, located at 5045 Soutel Drive, here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. May God bless and keep you. May his face continue to shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out is our prayer.